Any discussion of the doctrine of predestination or the doctrine of divine sovereign election, or if you will, sovereign salvation as a work of God, is based on another doctrine. On another doctrine. God must save us. He must choose us, call us, regenerate us, justify us by His divine power, because we are neither willing nor able to do it for ourselves. And this takes us to what I'm going to call the doctrine of absolute inability. I've never heard it called that, but that serves my purpose to explain what we mean. Now, to start this discussion, I want you to open your New Testament to John 11. John 11. And this will provide for us, I think, a good analogy to kind of launch us into our discussion. John 11 is a notable chapter to all who understand the Bible because it records the resurrection of one of Jesus' most intimate friends, a man by the name of Lazarus, who had a couple of sisters named Mary and Martha, and at whose home Jesus spent time. They were believers in Him and friends. As the 11th chapter of John opens, Lazarus, who lived in Bethany about 2 miles east of Jerusalem, just on the back side of the Mount of Olives, Lazarus became ill. In fact, verse 2 says he was sick. And his sisters, Mary and Martha, sent a message to the Lord saying, "Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick." That indicates to us that Jesus had a very special affection for his friend Lazarus. Jesus, hearing it, verse 4 said, "This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified by it." God has a purpose in this sickness, and it is not ultimately to bring about the death of Lazarus. Jesus loved Martha, verse 5, loved her sister, loved Lazarus. But when he heard that he was sick, he stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was. He didn't respond. And finally, as you remember, he went. And when he arrived, late by Mary and Martha's standards, verse 17 says he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. And many of the Jews, verse 19, had come to Mary or to Martha.